This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello, Browns fans, and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Matt Florjancic, joined by Matt Junker, manager of youth football for the Cleveland Browns, and we're talking high school football. Matt, we're 7 weeks into the high school football season. Update us on how the Cleveland Browns High School Game of the Week program is going.
Well, we're in our third year of the Game of the Week program. The first 2 years, immensely successful, and we've picked right up where we left off this year. As always, we kick off the program at the charity game down at Browns Stadium for the first week of the season. Had probably one of the best matchups we'll see in terms of an exciting game and two quality teams in North Royalton and Brecksville to start the year. North Royalton goes on to win, I think, 54-42. They're now undefeated, and really it's just been a fun season so far to cover the gamut of games that we've covered. We've been east side, west side, big school, small school. It's just been a lot of fun to see the teams that are out there.
And not only has it been a lot of fun to see some of the local teams, but it's also good to track their progress after they're part of the Game of the Week program. A team like Westlake that maybe is kind of flying under the radar in the SWC, the Southwestern Conference, is now sitting at 6-1.
They are on the verge of getting into the playoffs right now. They're in the ninth position. As we know, they took the top eight out of each region. So if they can win out, they've got a pretty good chance, got a big one this week against Mid Park. But it's teams like that that's exciting. And then you get even more down the road where we've covered the likes of a Columbia or a Wellington, these smaller schools that maybe don't always get the love from the media that we're able to provide them because of the fans telling us where they want us to go. And it's just a lot of fun. We all know how big high school football is in Northeast Ohio. So for us to go out every Friday night is really something special.
And that's a really unique part about this High School Game of the Week program. You, the fans, have an opportunity to decide where we go on Friday nights. And Matt, again, the voting has been through the roof. People really have embraced this program.
Yeah, they've told us where they want us to go, that's for sure. For the third consecutive year, we're over 1 million votes. We hit it early this year. I think week six, we hit 1 million votes on the year. So really just a testament to the fans' loyalty, the communities, really, they get behind this. At any given week, you can go on to these school districts' websites, and they're promoting the Game of the Week program if their school is up for vote. It's really neat. We get out there, the fans are jazzed up, and just a lot of fun to see the fan support and the fans get behind this.
And the program has really grown since its inception 3 years ago. Now it incorporates a radio show on WTAM 1100, the Cleveland Browns High School Football Show, every Saturday afternoon. We're in year two of that with Andre Knott and Nick Camino from WTAM. Both you and I appear on that show as well. That's another fun aspect of the program, to get to feature the game of the week on WTAM.
It's really cool because it just gives it that added layer, like you said. And you mentioned added involvement, Matt. We've got additional sponsors this year to come on board. The Game of the Week program is presented by PNC Bank. We've got Russell Athletic and the Ohio National Guard as associate sponsors. And because of them, we're able to give each winning school every week $4,000 for their football program. You and I talk about it all the time. In today's day and age, that goes a long way towards these football programs.
Still 3 weeks left in the regular season, and then there's 5 weeks to the state championship games down in Stark County. So we're just past the midway point of the entire season, and we're not even to the midway point of the whole season when you incorporate the playoffs in it. So, Matt, what do we have to look forward to the rest of the way?
Well, like you mentioned, 3 more weeks of regular season football, and this is when it really gets interesting. We talked about the playoff points, and these last 3 weeks essentially mean everything for these schools, whether they get in or they don't. From there, 5 weeks of postseason football. We're going to be covering it every week as we've done the past 2 years. So we'll be at all the local playoff games, bringing fans the action on ClevelandBrowns.com, and then you mentioned the radio show each week, all the way to the state finals that first weekend in December, which is always an exciting experience.
Well, fans, I want to remind you to go to ClevelandBrowns.com, go to the high school football page, and continue to vote for the Cleveland Browns High School Game of the Week. For Matt Junker, I'm Matt Florjancic. Thanks for watching.